the people that were chosen, obviously this could have been a project of 50,000 people, you know, but I think the thing in regards to the word and the personality is that they're icons because they're trailblazers, you know? I mean, we found that, or at least for me personally, I found that it's one thing to have your picture up on the wall, but it's another thing to tell the story. So that's why I wanted it to be called Every Picture Tells a Story, because there's so much more in regards to who these people are. And especially what I found to be really representative in the pictures is this is really our time capsule of Boulder at the moment, you know? So you could say, these are the people who are our creators, our visionaries, our hosts, and our pillars of our society, of our little hamlet here. And so how do we then represent what Boulder is to the larger world? And I think that story is what's going to be told.
Well, 135 people were photographed as part of the Icons project, but you're going to have four of the icons in conversation at the Dairy Centre on Monday evening. Todd Reed, Rebecca Domenico, Otis Taylor and Carolyn Douglas. How did you whittle down the 135 icons into your four-person panel? What were you trying to represent in terms of the voices who'll speak?
I wanted to subdivide it into four topics. And so each month there'll be four people representing four different aspects of our town. So like I said, it would be creators for the first one, people who are our artists. The next will be hosts, people who basically host and are diplomats to the larger world. Visionaries, people who took Boulder from a mountain town to right now just this little cosmopolitan city, and then pillars, people who really funded it. And so what I wanted to do was really have all different aspects of those genres of our community. And so it was difficult, you know. I mean, I felt that for the first one, for the creators, these are people who have basically lived in Boulder and seen it evolve. But also Todd, who just recently set up his studio here, I also found that I wanted a sense of like an ingenue, and then a sense of like Otis, who grew up in Five Points and has seen Boulder become something of its own. And I wanted to get his perspective on that and what it's like to be an artist, what influence it had on you, and then also what influence you feel like you've given it. Because I think Otis especially is one of our biggest diplomats around the world.
That's Otis Taylor, of course, amazing musician. Now, the series is Every Picture Tells a Story. Mm. Very often pictures don't have the opportunity to have these kind of discussions.
Right.
And so this really is that chance for people to engage more with this entire Icons project.
It is. You know, the project was started by Susan Nickel and Trudy Horowitz and funded by Andy Bush. And Corey came down from Bozeman to do it. And I think to have that opportunity to ask questions, to have those stories be told, because it's one thing to have a representation of like literally an icon, right? But then also to have it be explained, and it's just more multidimensional. It's a lot more interesting that I found in regards to, especially for art shows, you know, in regards to an exhibit, to have the picture talk to you. You know, if you were to think of like the Vermeer of Girl with the Pearl Earring, to have her like be like, let me tell you the background to what I'm doing right now. You know, so I found that to be, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how it is. But the preliminary conversations I've had with those artists have been incredibly revealing and enhancing.
You've been hosting community conversations for a while now, mm-hmm. Boulder. And there really does seem to be an appetite for these type of salons where people can sit and listen to a panel discussion, but then also get to engage. I mean, what do you think? Either it is about our community that invites that, or this particular format that is very appealing.
I think it's what I always like to, or what my wife Anne likes to say, is that they're campfire discussions. Do you know? It's a time when we just listen to stories. And it's always revealing, I think, even to the people on the panel in regards to what they share. You know, Carolyn Douglas, for instance, you know, we were talking, and the way that she got to Boulder, you know, she was 18 years old from Asheville, North Carolina. And at a Sunday supper, she decided, you know what, this isn't going to be my life in Asheville. I'm going to move to Boulder. And on day two, she meets Chögyam Rinpoche, you know, in 1973, you know, and now 2018, you know, what is that, that transformation of Boulder especially. But I think in regards to why it's been so well received, I think it's just because people are hungry for stories. There's always a need for storytelling.